All right, I have 6 o'clock PM. We will call this regular meeting of the Washington City Council to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, silence cell phones, and remove caps.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you to all of our guests that are here for various reasons this evening. We'll get right into the agenda in tonight's meeting. Starting with the roll.
Ernest.
Here.
Galt. Moore.
Here.
Stigers.
Here.
Youngquist.
Here.
And we have quorum with four counselors present. Steve was not feeling well. He did text me earlier. And then, of course, we have a vacancy otherwise. So for any reason, we're not all on the same page with any business items, we'll want to keep that as a part of the discussion or tabling. I don't think we have anything crazy tonight. The main thing will be our special presentation from the police department. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So
I'll take that motion from Millie and the second from Fran to approve tonight's agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We do have an agenda. The first item is the consent. This is super lopsided.
I'll try to.
No, it'll be all right. But the first item is the consent agenda. We have 10 items for consideration.
Make a motion.
Number one, please. I'd like to pull number one.
Pull number one. Okay. Any others for separate? Fran, do you want to make your motion for the others?
Yes. Motion for consent items 2 through 10.
Second.
I have the motion from Fran and the second from Millie for consent items 2 through 10. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Those are approved. Item number one.
I had talked to Sally. There was just something that needed upgrading in the minutes, and she's going to do that. So,
which part of? I have the minutes in front of me.
Didn't include all of the bids that were received on the electric vehicle car charge station portions. So I need to list all, not just the one that was awarded.
Excellent. So we're looking for approval as amended.
Yes.
Would you like to make that motion?
I do.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for the motion and Millie for the second to approve item number one as amended. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll continue forward to claims and financials. Kelsey.
Hello. I did not receive any questions ahead of time on claims. Are there any questions at this time?
Any questions for Kelsey on this round of claims?
Motion to approve claims as presented.
Thank you, Millie, for the motion and Elaine with the second to approve claims. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. By deduction, I think that's everyone. And we'll move to the financial report.
All right, this is the February 2022 financial report. The total treasury cash and investments have decreased from the end of January by $148,323. This leaves us with a February month end balance of $7,394,092. After 8 months of operations, we're behind budget for revenue in the following funds: the general fund by $60,879 due to lack of our property tax revenue for the second half of the year. The airport fund by $27,123 due to fuel sales. The water fund by $121,606 due to transfers and charges for services. And the sewer fund by $17,533 due to charges for services. We're ahead of budget for revenue in the road use fund by $38,540 due to road use taxes, and sanitation by $47,667 due to charges for services. After 8 months of operations, expenses are under budget for all funds with the exception of the general and sanitation funds. A common theme in most funds is that we're over budget due to our work comp insurance installments and our general insurance. In addition to those expenses, the following line items are currently over budget. In the general fund, we're over budget for seasonal work, repairs, utilities, and payments to outside entities. Airport fund for fuel, building and grounds maintenance, other contractual services, and vehicle operations. Water plant for call on-call pay, utilities, operational equipment repair, our debit card and credit card fees, tech services, and heavy equipment. water distribution for building maintenance, sewer plant for tech services, biosolids application, vehicles and operational equipment repair, sewer collection for equipment, building maintenance, vehicle operations and operating supplies, and finally sanitation for other contractual services and refuse and recycling. Are there any questions on the financials?
Thank you, Kelsey. Questions for Kelsey on the financials?
Make a motion to approve the financial report.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion and Elaine for the second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll continue forward in our agenda. Next up is presentation from the public. Following that time, we do have a special presentation, which includes the police report I mentioned. Before that, if there's anyone from the public that would like to address council, this is the time. Has anyone signed up with you?
No, Mayor.
Is there anyone online that would like to address council at this time? Seeing no indication, we'll move out of presentation from the public into our special presentations this evening. Chief Lester, the floor is yours. Oh, no, I can do that. Sally, am I missing something here with how we're signed in and how screen sharing is working? As co-host, you should be good to share. Maybe. Oh, wait, here's screen sharing. And we'll allow all. Yep, great. And then you might, for those that are joining online, if you'd like to stay where you're at, you could use Kelsey's microphone.
Okay. Yeah. Here, the copies for the media, each of the council should have a hard copy at your seat there as well. Our 2021 Police Department Annual Report, I'm going to kind of jump through these slides because the important part is the recognition of the officers for their awards and the citizens that are also being recognized tonight. So I'm just going to jump through this. I'm not going to read everything that's in your report. I'm going to highlight some of the things in the presentation here so we can get right to the awards. As you know, community engagement has been a real hot topic and something that we like to be involved with and do. This slide just kind of demonstrates several of the things that in 2021 our officers participated in. The Kiwash Half Marathon there in the middle, Leadership Washington out on the left side, our trunk or treat at the Y, several things in the park, Kids Fest, Touch a Truck, and things with Kirkwood Camp. So, the officers are involved with the community, with kids, running challenge at the sheriff's office this year. They added Wellman Fire and Ambulance to the challenge for the Kiwash Half Marathon. So we're trying to stay active in the community and have that community engagement. Training, there was lots of training changes made following the events of 2020. That included de-escalation, implicit bias, diverse communities, bias prevention. We're fortunate that we utilize PLS, which is a Washington-based tech company that provides online training for law enforcement. So we utilize that to get all of our required stuff. And then we have several hundred hours, as you can see in the slide in your packet, of specialty training from investigations, canine SWAT, and other training. So in addition to all the calls for service, the officers are receiving overall hundreds of hours of training throughout the year. We did receive 7 AEDs as part of the state grant. Each of our patrol units have an AED in them, which is very, very helpful when we're called to someone that doesn't have a pulse, is not breathing. We can apply the AED and hopefully have a successful outcome on that. Some of our 2020 and 2021 comparisons, the biggest The biggest thing there is our calls for service. You can see they were up 5,256 in 2021 compared to 4,004 in 2020. And that we saw that with our some of our other crimes as well. I'll go into those here on other slides. Motor vehicle accidents in 2021, we had 189 reported, 82 met the criteria to be reported to the state DOT, meaning there was either a personal injury, a fatality, or over $1,500 worth of property damage. We had a total of $447,000 in damages, property damages reported to the DOT in those 82 accident reports that were submitted. Our 2021 crime stats, Iowa code requires that we report certain offenses or delinquent acts if they're reported to us. There's a big change in 2021 with the state UCR program and the federal, the FBI UCR program. It required a lot of changes in the way we do things, required a lot of changes with our records management system, which was rather frustrating for all of us involved. And we didn't get a lot of our changes done with Tech 10 until about September, October. So we have to go back and start in January of 2021 to get everything reported by the first part of March, which we did. And that was, we were able to get that done. You can see in this graph, we had 676 total reportable incidents compared to 669 last year. Property crime stayed about even. Our violent crime is actually down by 17, which is helpful. Violent crimes are defined by the FBI, the UCR codes, murder, non-negligent manslaughter, forcible rape, robbery, and aggravated assault. So we did have a decrease in our violent crime, which is good in the overall stats. You'll see in the chart there, our high was 62 in 2017. Crimes against persons, we did see an uptick in assaults, domestic abuse and sex offenses, and no contact order violations in 2021. You know, we can attribute some of that to coming out of the COVID. I think we can also contribute some of that to our officers' response to those types of crimes and our work with the advocates from DVIP and RMAT. The officers work well with both of those agencies and the advocates, and I believe, you know, the community realizes they can call and report those things to us. We're going to take them serious and they'll be investigated thoroughly. Property crimes, our thefts were down a little bit, as were our burglaries in 2021. But as you know, we did have a rash of motor vehicle burglaries a couple different times last year at a high of 51. So we had several of those. And again, I would guess probably 95 to 98% of those were unlocked vehicles. So it wasn't somebody bashing out a window to take things. It was, you know, citizens that left their car doors unlocked. Reports by month. Breakdown there again, our fall was where we had our highest numbers, late summer, early fall. And this is kind of interesting, I think, by day of week, when you break it down by day of week, pretty consistent from, with the exception of Sundays where they're 82 and Mondays 106, everything else is in the mid to high 90s or right at 100 for every day of the week. So we have a consistent amount of calls for service the guys are responding to. Okay. I'm going to go through our awards. The plan is, just so everybody knows, we'll go through our awards and recognizing some citizens as well. And then the mayor will present the certificates at the end as we go through. We'll go through all this. The Officer of the Year for 2021 is Sergeant Ben Altenhoven. Ben has been a member of the department since 2015. He's an ILDA Certified Defensive Tactics Instructor, a Field Training Officer, an ALICE Instructor, and was promoted to Sergeant in 2020. He's also specialized in evidence and property management since 2019 and had the great task organizing our evidence room when we moved here the end of 2020 from an old facility. Everything was stored in one room building in the north part of town. Over 400 items needed to be organized, categorized, and make sure that we're maintaining that chain of custody and maintaining that property so it could be returned at the end of the case or preserved for however long we need to do that based on the statute of limitations and the requirements of the code. So Ben did a great amount of work in getting that done. It's nice to walk into the evidence room and have things organized and not things not piled up. And the guys could tell you if they miss something, he's Johnny on the spot making sure we get things organized and taken care of, right? So Sergeant Alton Hoffman is our officer of the year for 2021.
Let's give him a hand.
Our accommodations for 2021. And again, this is something that we started last year. And I know it's not real timely, but to stay consistent with doing all of our awards, you know, annually, this is for an incident that happened on January 4th when we had a home explosion. Both Sergeant Alton Hoffman and Officer Hansen were working the overnight shift. They arrived and took great, you know, they jumped right in. They took care of a teenager who was injured, passed him off to a citizen who's also here that will be recognized later, and then went looking for an injured person that was in the rubble. There was fire around them. Different parts of the rubble were on fire. The officers the gentleman was pointed out by a couple of UP home staff where he was at. The officers moved in and assisted getting that man out of the rubble and to an awaiting ambulance. So for their actions, they are receiving certificates of commendation tonight. And Chief DeLong and I and Mayor Rosine talked, and this was a first time, I believe, a Friends of Public Safety Award. We wanted to recognize members of our community that stepped up and helped at certain times. And this incident was one of those where we had five individuals, you know, put themselves there available to us to help us out. So tonight we're going to honor Angie Botkin, Fawn McCracken, Debbie Roberts, Chad Zier, and Michelle Zier.
As Chief mentioned, and Chief, myself, and Administrator McCusker will present with certificates and a plaque for our Officer of the Year and those commendations. We'll do a photo, and then we'll do the same with our Friends of Public Safety. I'd just like to take a quick moment to say, you know, thank you to Chief and to our officers for not only the work that you do every day, but for the work that you did on the day of the home explosion. Thank you to fire for the same. And while EMS had not been formed yet, I think it's incredible that our first responders were our neighbors, and those neighbors were residential neighbors and our business neighbors at the UP Home. I know we have Aaron here to accept on behalf of UP Home staff that were the first responders from across the street. And it's an unfortunate incident, but one that instills pride that in myself and the members of our community. So thank you very much. With that, I will come around, and Deanna, would you join us as well? And then I thought elected officials would be great to have in the picture as well. If you'll just even yourself around the dais, we'll do that. Sergeant Alton, would you like to join us? And feel free to bring members of your family and.
We're supposed to be behind.
And then I would say you'd be behind, but on the sides.
Oh, okay.
That way these guys are in the middle, and then you're like,
where strapped. Yes, tell us what to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is where Deanna standing
at
the end of the
book? There he is.
Oh, awesome. Good.
Oh, you're okay. Mommy got a
And then we'll present our accommodation to Officer Hansen. If you would like to join us, Officer, and we'll swap you out. And then I have one with everyone. So here's this. Ethan, you've had an exciting beginning of a career in early retirement with Justice served most recently, and congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Let me get one with Isla. I could.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, there you go. I'm on your window. All right.
Excellent. And finally, and if it would be all right for all of the officers that have joined today to kind of surround us as we do our friends in public safety, Chief DeLong, would you do the same? First up, Angie, I think I see you back there.
Yep.
You went all the officers.
Absolutely. We'll have the whole crew. Thank you very much. Congratulations. Appreciate your quick action on that day.
Back to the room.
On the window, I guess.
Are you in the window?
I'm a window. Are you in the window?
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. And then on behalf of, I don't have my notes. It would be Fawn McCracken and Debbie Roberts that are part of the United Presbyterian Hall. And thank you, Aaron, for joining us to accept the awards on their behalf. Perfect, thanks. And then not but a year and change later, right across the street in your own neck of the woods.
More excitement.
More excitement. Yeah. Can I give those to you?
Yes, I'll pass.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And then I think in the closest proximity, Chad and Michelle Zier, who were incredibly thankful for their quick action. Great generosity above and beyond with that family, which thank you, Chad. Thank you, Michelle. This has your name on it. Shout out this for you. Can we give a collective round of applause for those? Thank you, Chief, for taking the time to put that all together. Thank you, Chief.
Okay, thanks, sir.
You have to move to the other side of the table.
It's like,
well, I the blind is down, but it just
the problem is the cars right out there.
It's, no, it's the sun.
Well, here, but this the car.
No, it's just the sun. It's not the car.
Maybe if you
could, you want to scoot?
You can scoot over.
I mean, you have that whole shot to pick from. It's that those blinds don't really block the sun out.
Wow.
Thanks, Chief, for coming.
Yeah.
Bye.
Sunny, you're on. So you're in the
room. I'm better now. Sometimes I have to rotate around. And just depends. I asked her to wait until we all got done with her.
Still warm.
Suck it up.
I believe we have our the people that we need to move forward. Our next item under special presentation is the nuisance report. Elaine cannot be with us this evening, but Sally is able to answer any questions or directives that council may have. Any questions for Sally in the category of nuisances?
Give that map. We first caught them parking their car in their backyard or on the grass. How long to get them to move that? I mean, it takes 5 minutes to move.
I can ask Lane exactly what timeline she gives, and I can report back to you. We have met Chief Lester, Deanna, and myself about a more consistent notification system that we're going to be using.
Thank you, Fran. Are there any other questions in the nuisance report category?
No.
I think what Sally keyed onto was correct. I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago that there were meetings going on efficiencies. And as you know, we have a new administrator, and then it's a new department lead for Sally. And I am pleased with the, it's there's progress, I think, being made. It doesn't sound like we have other action in the nuisance report category.
If we have something to report, should we tell Elaine, just email her?
And carbon copy Sally or Deanna would be appropriate.
Okay.
Kind of just like we've discussed with any direct counselor to staff communication, that it would be appropriate to copy our administrator and department head in order to not be the appropriate manner. Okay, we'll move out of the special presentation into the regular business for this evening, which we have those parties here. We have two public hearings tonight. First is a public hearing on fiscal 23 budget. Can we pass that with four of?
Yeah.
We're fine.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, so we will open the public hearing on the fiscal 23 budget. If there's anyone that would like to speak to our next year's budget, this would be the time. And if there is none,
motion to close public hearing.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine, for your motion. And Isla, Millie with the motion and Isla with the second to close the public hearing. A roll call vote.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And that public hearing is closed. And our item for consideration is a resolution that would adopt our fiscal 23 budget.
Make a motion. Resolution adopting the fiscal year 2023 budget.
Second.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. And Millie with the second to approve the fiscal 23 budget. Is there any further discussion? Also, a roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
And that budget is approved. Thank you to council and staff for all of the work, especially to Kelsey, who tackled a lot of it prior to Administrator McCusker coming on. Much appreciated.
She handled it. She did a great job.
Much appreciated. Our next item is our second public hearing this evening. This would be in regards to the MSJ subdivision development agreement. Of course, we have representation from MSJ with us. If there's any discussion during that next item of business approving it, or now, that can take place at that time. This part, however, is the public hearing if anyone would like to address council from the public. I would look for a motion to close.
A motion, William. Go out of public hearing.
Second. Thank you, Fran, for your motion, and Millie for the second to go out of the public hearing. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
And that public hearing is now closed. And in front of council is the resolution that would approve this agreement. I would welcome comment. I know that we've been working on this for a long time. Some adjustments have been made on both ends. Jeff, you've spoken with us before and to each counselor individually. Would you like to make any introductory comments?
Yeah, just that we did meet a couple of times and went back and forth.
We do have some safeguards in this development agreement to protect the city and, of course, to protect them as well. So if you guys have any questions about those, I kind of, I can go through some of them, but if you have any questions on the, after reading it.
And I would welcome that first. If there's any comment that that either of you would like to make, I'd welcome it at this time.
Yeah, just appreciate all the details.
Appreciate that, Jeff. Thank you. For council's information, I, upon reading the agreement, appreciated that not only is the city protected, that there's some leverage if expectations were not met. I believe that we have every expectation to meet those goals, which are ambitious, but if for some reason there's issues, there's protection for the taxpayer. This also, Kelsey shared with me earlier today, the building schedule matches the PFM, our bonding attorneys, and what is legal and appropriate is matched up to the building schedule that you see in the document. And I appreciate that, the work done in that category. Council, are there any questions on this development agreement?
So this is this just for the first phase, or is this for the whole thing, or is there more than one phase?
I believe this would be for the first phase that was passed out on this document.
Mm-hmm. The section kind of outlined in black.
Okay. All right. And then how many units are within that phase? Is it what is in the document here?
Like 6 years. 30.
Okay.
And it'd be 6 within that first calendar year,
right.
12, 16,
okay.
20.
Okay. All right. Just that's the only question I had.
If I make a comment, it's not true. The agreement is fine. I know you worked hard on that. I would just like to ask that if possible, as you're laying out your subdivision, if you think about some green space, some park area, it seems like we're doing subdivisions, but we're not getting public green spaces or some place for kids to play or something, you know. And
there's a golf course right next door.
No, except for the golf course.
But okay. Yes, you make a great point.
The second phase will accommodate that.
Okay.
This ground here is prime ground for the housing part of it. The next phase would have some really nice places down by that water that would be perfect for parking spaces.
Good.
Because the elevations and so forth would accommodate that really well.
Good. I appreciate that very much.
We heard you on the first time. We don't have that second phase laid out. At some point in the future, who knows? Let's hope it goes really well. 2 years from now, 3 years from now, who knows? But we'll start to lay that out as soon as we can get that.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions? I would look for a motion. If council's ready.
Motion to approve the resolution approving MSJ subdivision development agreement.
Second.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Fran for the second. I want to make sure I haven't missed any discussion. Seeing no indication, would you call the roll, Sally?
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
And that development agreement is passed, and thanks to council, staff, Scott, Jeff, looking forward to seeing the it all come to fruition.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You can hang out if you like. We do have remaining items of business that we'll continue forward with. The next item is a resolution authorizing levy and tax.
Motion to approve this resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for that motion. Oh, and thank you, Fran, for the second.
Sorry.
To approve this resolution authorizing levy and tax. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And those taxes will be assessed. Our next item is a resolution that would set the public hearing for NLW subdivision final plat, phase two final plat, for the meeting on April 19th. this, I like that we have enough development going on that I have to think and I get my letters confused because we have no MSJ, NLW, there's that's good.
Calendar
factory. I have to shift gears, but this would be for the calendar factory.
White cell.
That's the way I call it.
Phase two. And this would set the public hearing for April 19th.
Motion to approve this resolution.
Second.
Thank you, Millie, for your motion and Elaine for the second. This is a resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Our next items related are a consideration of a notice to proceed with NLW subdivision plat 2. I believe the date in the document is for May 2nd, 2022. Deanna, is there any description that you'd have for, I mean, I've read the document and it seems not quite the same that we always have, but in order to proceed, I mean, it seemed to make sense. Is there anything that, further description that you feel would
benefit council? I mean, it's just a notice to proceed. They got the low bid, the contracts were in order, and this is the notice to proceed.
That works for me.
Make a motion to approve the notice to proceed for the NLW subdivision plat 2.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion. Elaine for the second. Discussion.
So this is the public hearing is in April, and then the notice to proceed the work, start the work. This is what we're approving for the same thing.
The public hearing is for the plat.
Right.
And then the notice to proceed is for the pre-plat work. That's where I think council has kind of not always seen it in this order, and it made me, you know, have to think a little harder too, but also determine that it's
makes sense.
Germane and appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of, that's what I'm used to. I am working on the development agreement on phase two, and I thought we should approve the final plat before I decide what I'm doing for the development agreement. So it's kind of, I know you guys have done things a little different, but
it makes sense.
Yeah,
it does.
Thank you for acknowledging it. I see no concern, but just I know why there's confusion because it's not, it's different.
Yeah.
Does that satisfy?
Yes. I just,
perfect. So I do have the motion and a second, and if there's no other discussion, there's a roll call for that plat. Setting the public. No, wait, where are we at? This is notice to proceed. So simple motion here. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Our next item is also a simple motion. This is a change order for plat 2. I see a decrease of 23,570 in this change order.
Then this is the same.
So that's a decrease? Should be printed.
It normally is, but I saw it based off of the number being lower at the bottom.
Well, and it says decrease.
Yeah.
And so this is for the same work.
Yeah. Yes, for that, the notice to proceed.
Okay.
With all of the work except for what we're decreasing.
We're actually saving.
Well, I will make the motion to approve this change order.
Looks like I have the motion from Millie and the second from Fran. Very good. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And that work will commence. Our next item is a resolution awarding work for the East Adams Street improvement. As you'll see from the memo or the notice from the engineer, this is 8% higher due to building costs. The low bid comes in from Cornerstone on this project for $1,463,694.75. We're thankful to have two great qualified bids. This is the recommended low bid. Questions?
Okay, well, I was contacted by a resident and they were, and maybe this is not anything to do with the Cornerstone bid, but.
Is it about the electric work?
Yes, about the electric. Is that Alliant all in what they do?
So that's Alliant and then the engineer. And we do have Jack Pope that joined us online as well, because he's dealt with Alliant to let them know about the project. Then again, also 2 months prior to let them know about the project.
Correct.
And then ultimately how the utilities goes up to Alliant. Mm-hmm. I did speak at a meeting where I knew that based off of what I'd been told that Alliant was investigating putting the electric underground.
Okay.
Now whether there's time to do that is being evaluated, and what side of the street the electric will go on will be evaluated. Mm-hmm. Because of the disruption, that is the nature of this important project. There's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. I received the same notice and just got information today that they're still working out which side of the street it's gonna go on.
Right, there's going to be a meeting coming up in the next couple of weeks with Alliant to discuss the placement of the utility lines.
Okay.
Which I believe, did you pass that on to the constituents?
I did say that we were looking into it and we would let him know. So I mean—
And that's your ward, correct?
Well, I'm at large, but it is in my
ward.
Well, then I did not want to break open meeting laws, but I'll carbon copy you as well. I wanted to respond, and I'll copy you on that.
Would it be appropriate at that meeting for a resident to speak, or?
Probably not. Yeah, I mean, it's more utilities and our engineer and, you know, so no. But once that meeting is held, we should know more, so we could reach out to the resident at that time.
I just know how congested that street is. There's so many houses and driveways, and that putting that underground would be so much better.
I would agree. Although you're correct, that is not related to this discussion item.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would make the motion that we approve this bid for Cornerstone Excavating. Do I need to say the amount?
You can just say for the East Adams Street.
For the East Adams Street Improvement Project.
Thank you, Millie, for that motion. And who is my second?
Me.
And Elaine with the second. It's a resolution to award this project. Sally, please call that roll.
Stigers?
Yep.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
And we'll look forward to that project starting. Our next item for consideration is pay application number 3 for the West Buchanan Street paving and reconstruction project. I heard a rumor there was a little electrical issue over there too, but all fixed up. No, it's nothing. I shouldn't have even spoke about it. Just something that happens sometimes when there's a lot of stuff going on. This pay app number 3 for that project is $168,322.70.
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Isla, for your motion, and Fran for the second, to approve pay app number 3 for West Buchanan. Simple motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll get that paid. 3 more items of regular business. The next is a resolution that would set a committee to review parking and snow regulations. I spoke about this last time. It involves staff, elected officials, and a community member that also lives on one of the main streets. I'm pleased to have Pat Morgan on the list to agree with. For the press's information or council's information, Deanna and Jim, our administrator and chief of police, will be on the committee as well. They're listed at the beginning as, you know, leading the committee, but then they're not actually listed on the committee. So we discussed that earlier today, like, that you guys could just meet and let them know what you think.
Yeah.
In fact, plan to do the work together for everyone's information. I would open that up to questions or a motion.
Motion to approve this committee.
Thank
and the people on it.
Perfect. Thank you, Millie, for that motion. Thank you, Elaine, for the second. In the vein of discussion, I guess I will mention that now that we're kind of through the snow, that is one of the discussions. Mm-hmm. There's a snow emergency that the mayor would declare according to our current code, but there's no like snow regulation. Many communities have like spelled out guidelines when snow is so many inches, when plows are moving. I have been very resistant to declare snow emergencies because the weather changes, you're declaring the emergency in advance, it's inconsistent. Mm-hmm. There's a number of reasons that it doesn't work well. And I'm optimistic that this group will look at potential adjustments to our code that will serve the overall, you know, efficiency of snow removal in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I would ask to call the roll on this resolution.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Stigers?
Yes.
Thank you, Council. two more items of consideration. The first resolution is one that declares a city-owned property to a permanent right-of-way. As I understand it from Deanna, that this is fixing this issue as the property is being sold. It's been sold in the past, but this hasn't been a highlight as an error in the right-of-way. And this is the recommended fix. Is there anything I'm missing?
No, just basically what you said. And it's not the property in blue, it's the property in the red to the left. You can see there's another parcel. So basically the city owns a parcel, and so there's no way for the property owners to access their property without going through city property. Mm-hmm. So the best way to do this is to transfer it from a city owned parcel to city owned right away. That way they have access to the property, and then we still maintain that as right of way in case we need to we redo that street in the future or we need it for infrastructure. So it still allows us to have that property.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Deanna. Questions?
I would make a motion to approve this resolution.
Thank you, Millie, for that motion. And thank you, Fran, for the second to approve this resolution. Sally, please call that roll.
Ernest?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
And that resolution passes. Our next item of consideration is the first reading of an ordinance that would repeal an ordinance. This is a first, but also a fix. The ordinance being repealed is 1105. As you can see from the information, this is due to accidentally not owning a street that we need to own. Otherwise, down the road, we would need to potentially purchase the street back. And
right. Okay. So,
yeah,
please. There was a lot and that had three frontages, basically. And so, for them to meet setbacks, it wouldn't allow much room for a house to be built. So, in 2020, it was thought that the best way to do this was to vacate half of the street, which would give them enough room to build this house. Well, it shouldn't have been handled that way. It could have been a simple thing. It went before Board of Variance. They could have approved it with the setbacks that they had. So, and we gave up half our street. So that doesn't make sense. We shouldn't have done that. So this basically, and then this ordinance was passed. It was recorded, but the deed was never done. So basically, it was never done. The process was never completed. So the easiest way to do this is to basically rescind this ordinance like it never happened. And then we will go to the Board of Variance and ask for a variance for this home that's already built. But it maintains that street. We have the full street done.
Thank you, Dan. Are there questions on this resolution? No, this first reading of an ordinance that would repeal an ordinance.
Make the motion to approve the first reading of ordinance repealing ordinance 1105.
Thank you, Fran, for your motion.
Second.
And Millie with the second to approve this first reading. A roll call vote. Sally, please call that roll.
Moore?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yeah.
And that will move to its second reading at our next meeting.
Could we have a map?
Yes.
Thank you.
And could have mentioned this at our one-on-one, Deanna, but let's also touch base with the Board of Variance so they know that this is coming.
They have been talked to. Jeff has talked to them already.
Excellent. Would not want to have a surprise.
Yeah.
That concludes our regular business. We'll move into department reports. Of course, we've already heard from Chief Lester. Is there anything that you missed?
I do have a few. Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Your February activity report was in your packet. We did make an arrest early last week on the serious animal neglect case that you may have seen in the media. Our video system installs are now scheduled to begin next Monday. Had some shipping issues, and they obviously weren't here last week, so next Monday we're scheduled to go with those, so that will be done by midweek, we hope. I was part of the meeting with the mayor, city administrator. We met with some board members from the Lighthouse, along with Sarah from Main Street and Carrie Ann at the library. We had some good conversation. I look forward to some more communication and a follow-up meeting with with some of the issues with some of the homeless population. And on a good note, Mayor mentioned a little bit there with Officer Hanson. Mary Bella Brooks was sentenced last week to 30 years for her crimes involving the dragging of Officer Hanson. So,
does she have a minimum that she has to serve?
It's not a minimum. The 25 years on the drug and the 5 years on the interference causing injury runs consecutive. So do part of the 25 followed by the 5. But I do not believe there is a mandatory minimum. Other than thanking all of you for letting us take some time early on in your meeting tonight to recognize our officers and the community members of the office, we appreciate that.
That's great.
Thank you, Chief. No Kevin tonight. What did Kevin have tonight?
Spring break.
Liam, did you have anything for us?
You have my report. Was there any questions? I don't have anything more to really say.
All right. And our once around is a little shorter tonight. A little outside. We'll start over here and we'll go around if there's anything for the benefit.
I had a resident today talk to me, you know, concerned with the increasing number of trains that are going to be coming through. They realize that, you know, it's coming, we can't do anything about it, but I'm not sure what they were referring to. They said Fairfield has also many trains, maybe the Amtrak, and I don't know if there was some grant they applied for, but they maybe had some bought or purchased some increased
So Fairfield has quiet zones.
Maybe it was relating to that, but it was also she talked about some of the crossing arms. Yeah, is that what they're called?
So there's
I don't know.
There's a quiet zone study that can be pursued, and with quiet zone studies that determine, from my understanding, whether that would be a benefit to Washington or not, there are incentives to close crossings to also improve those safety arms. Tentative estimates to do a quiet zone, if we were eligible, could be from $200,000 to $240,000 per crossing. We have 12. Also, quiet zones can be dangerous because the reason the horn honks is so it doesn't run into you.
Right.
So by making the horn not honk, that could potentially increase the danger. An option with quiet zones are also partial quiet zones, which would be maybe from 10 p.m. or midnight till 6 or 8. Happily, the timing of the increase from 4 to 18 trains will be over the course of 3 years, and that allows us to be thorough in our examination of quiet zones. And as part of our committee and our study and our conversations, that is a plan. Whether that's a good fit or not for our community is yet to be determined, but it is being looked at.
And those study costs are something we would assume, or the train
company? Also us. Being
yes,
it'd be our cost.
Wow. If I missed anything, and the one hand, I don't want to get ahead of that by saying too much, but on the other, everything I just said is what has been said so far.
And were those, and I apologize to the journal, because I didn't see your articles, and I do want to read those.
Oh, there's five. Here the trains are coming, five-part series.
I know. So I should go search those out and read those, but anyway, so yeah, they were concerned about that and just wanted to put a bug in my ear. I'm working with Sally later on this week on the Great Places application, and we're seeking out letters of recommendation and some other things. So we're hopefully on track for that. That's all I have.
Just on a personal note, I went to the trampoline park with my nephews. I'm getting older. I think I pulled a muscle. And that was scheduled on Monday, the day off. That was that's been one of the highlights of my week so far, other than being busy with regular business. I don't have anything to report, though, other than it's been fun to have nephews in town while my sister's on vacation.
Things are reasonably quiet. A lot of people out walking their dogs, and did have someone concerned if they thought they saw homeless people walking in their backyards. Is Ainsworth been to any of your train meetings? They're going to be a lot more impacted than we are in a way with the trains.
They haven't, but yes, they will definitely.
I think at one of our meetings, a person had logged on. They've been included in all of the correspondence mm-hmm. and invitations.
Okay.
And good. We've been told that there's communication happening between Ainsworth and the train, but we are working as a good community member to include mm-hmm. Include them with our stuff.
Okay. Otherwise, yeah, I think we're good. Cool.
On that note, with people out walking and walking their dogs, I've seen a lot of them not carrying bags.
They call him that into the chief. If you need his cell phone number directly,
you may get to the homeless person. Well, we did call that in. We had somebody, we thought he was homeless. He had a bag in his hand. And he walked clear up on our property, clear up to the almost to our house, and grabbed a piece of trash and put it in the bag and walked on. I've never seen this person before in my life, so I don't really know.
Joe, they were in my neighborhood, too.
Yeah. I don't know if he's a good Samaritan out picking up trash
in
people's
believe...
yard. I don't know.
Yes.
It was?
Yes.
Okay. It's a question of the time of night, though. He had,
yeah, it's like
lamp.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He. There is a young man that is walking and picking up, just specifically to walk up. Pick up
okay.
Trash.
That's great that we got a citizen doing that.
There was another.
But I think there's limits to walking through to my front door.
That was in somebody's
yard. Our meeting did include some success stories that were refreshing to hear and some dialogue that some of the repeat offenders are like isolated incidents potentially that are just recurring. And we had discussion on how to address those best. And you'll see that in the future.
You can get the union to do a story on them so we know what who they are when they come walking.
Well, that you can check the police log. Anything else for us, Fran?
Yeah, baseball starts March 26th.
March 26th. You'll be busy too.
Every weekend.
Elaine, did you have anything? Oh, cool. Isla, you have another?
This is our last meeting. Just a shout out to Jersey Mike's. Their give back day is on, I think, Wednesday, March 30th. And it's the money is going to Special Olympics this year. They gave a very good, generous gift to Betterment last mm-hmm. year. And this year it is Special Olympics. So if you can go get a foot long at Jersey Mike's on the 30th, that'd be great.
30th, okay.
For both lunch and supper.
Okay. Elaine, did you have anything for us?
I do not, so I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you, Elaine, for your motion and Millie for the second to adjourn this meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Wow.